Did you know? I'm John Johnson, and we'll play some tournament trivia next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are all kinds of fun facts associated with the high school basketball tournaments in Michigan. And with March Magic now in full swing, let's take a look at some of those nuggets and test your basketball knowledge. Did you know that the number of teams in each class used to vary wildly? In some years, there were so few Class A teams that the tournament in that division didn't even have a district level of play. And there were over 300 teams in the Class D tournament, meaning some schools would have to win as many as 4 districts and 3 regional games to get into the final round. Did you know that from 1941 to 1960, Upper Peninsula schools of fewer than 75 students took part in their own tournament, which was called Class E? The dominant teams of the time were Alpha, now part of Crystal Falls, Nama, part of Big Bay Dinac, and Hermansville, now part of Powers North Central. The Michigan tournament at one point in time was separated by peninsula. From 1932 to 1947, there were separate Lower and Upper Peninsula tournaments. The UP finals were conducted in classes B, C, D, and E, and the Marquette area was generally the host of the event. And there are still some MHSAA tournaments which are separated by peninsula by the choice of the schools in that northern part of the state, including cross country, tennis, track, swimming, and golf. And by choice, there was a 30-year period during which the Detroit Public Schools chose not to participate in the MHSAA tournament. From 1931 to 1961, some of the great players like Reggie Harding at Eastern, Arnold Skip Domke at McKenzie, and David Smokey Gaines at Northeastern were just newspaper stories and coffee shop talk around the state, never competing on the statewide tournament stage. The girls' basketball tournament started in 1973, and since its inception, only one time have all 4 champions been undefeated. That was 1976 when Marquette in Class A, Marine City in B, Allen Park Cabrini in Class C, and Lake City in Class D had unblemished records. And no, there's never been a year where all 4 of our boys' champions have been undefeated. Both the boys and the girls' basketball tournaments have a 1-year gap in their histories without a champion. The girls' was in 2007 during a court-ordered flip of seasons, and in 1943, the boys' tournament was suspended during World War II. Area tournaments took place around the state, where the winning teams received a handcrafted leather plaque instead of a trophy because of the need for medals in the war effort. And finally, did you know that different overtime formats have been used to determine champions? The 1936 Class A title went to Flint Northern on the basis of its 45% free throw shooting, and the 1956 Class B crown was won by Stevenson in sudden death. The rules allowed for 1 3-minute overtime to be played in both situations. Flint Northern was tied with Kalamazoo Central at 25 after regulation play and at 27 after overtime. A formula of field goals made, free throw percentage, and fewest personal fouls put the Vikings on top. Central shot 33% at the charity stripe for the game. Had the tie not been broken on criteria, a free throw shootout would have been used to determine a champion. In 1956, it was a bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on Stevenson's first possession of sudden death that gave the Eagles the Class A crown over Detroit St. Andrew 73-71. The national playing rules were changed in 1962 to allow for unlimited overtime periods to determine the outcome of a game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.